What happens when instruction outpaces obedience? This is LifeWords Day by Day, and day by day we're walking through Romans chapter 2, where we are seeing Paul tighten the argument by listing the Jews or the religious person's confidence. They know God's will. They approve of what is excellent. They are guides to the blind. They are teachers of the ignorant. Those are not false claims. They are very accurate descriptions of what was going on in many people's life in the Jewish community. But then comes this pivot. You then who teach others, do you not teach yourself? So Paul exposes a tragic contradiction, truth being proclaimed outwardly while being ignored inwardly. And this echoes Jesus' rebuke of the Pharisees in Matthew chapter 23. Teaching truth while refusing to live, well, that's not leadership, it's hypocrisy. Knowledge without submission produces arrogance, not righteousness. So Paul's concern is not inconsistency alone, it is spiritual danger. Teaching without obedience hardens the heart. Familiarity with truth dulls conviction. Repetition without repentance breeds pride. And so this devotional confronts preachers, teachers, parents, and longtime church members. We can become experts in truth while remaining strangers to transformation. And so we have to remember that truth was never meant to stop at our mouths. It is meant to pass through the heart and reshape our lives. So pray this with me today. Father, don't let me speak truth I refuse to obey. Teach me first, and then use me rightly. Here are two peoples you can pray for today as well. Sashir, our national changemaker in Nepal, and also the people of Tanzania as they listen to the Ikoma LifeWord broadcast.